Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans families, and welcome to Season 2 of Your Next Mission, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host. I always love saying that. We have a great show for you today. In fact, you won't believe it. We have an unbelievable show today. I have some great, great guests. But before we get started, if you're watching this on YouTube, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. We're going to focus on the Association of the United States Army, AUSA. But before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors: Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and we certainly love them too. As I mentioned, today's theme is about AUSA, Association of the United States Army, and I'm excited, I'm really excited to introduce the new president and CEO of AUSA, General Robert Brown, and the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, Vice President of MTO and Soldier Programs of AUSA, SME retired Daniel Daly, and certainly a good friend. Both of them are good friends of mine. Glad to have you on your show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jack. Thanks for having us. If I may say right up front, it's great to be with the best looking former Sergeant Major of the Army, by far, hands down.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you, I appreciate it. And I'm sorry that my boss insulted you because he's with me all the time. And I think that's who he's talking about. But as Sergeant Major Tilley said, you know what, Sergeant Major Tilley, thank you for doing this and talking about your next mission, getting the word out to our veterans, talking about important subjects. And probably one of the most important one is the one we're going to talk about today, AUSA. So we appreciate the opportunity because General Brown and I are proud of this great association, and we're looking forward to talking about it.
Well, I know the audience is really eager to hear from both of you guys about, what the AUSA is doing for really our soldiers and family members. But before we do that, can each one of you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? Sir, we're going to start with you.
All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you, I was just proud to have been a soldier on the greatest team in the world, the United States Army. And, I feel very fortunate to have served with amazing people on some incredible teams over 38 years. So, as we talk today, you'll see, boy, I'm super proud to continue to serve being here at AUSA. So I'll echo thank you for doing this, Sergeant Major. It's just fantastic to get the word out, and we've got to do more of it, so that we don't leave anybody behind and folks understand all that's out there available to them. And we're helping each other as well, helping our buddies on the team. So, yeah, I'm proud to have been a soldier.
That's a great point because we really do help each other. We're all part of the family. Sergeant Major Daly always contacts me about additional money, but I'll help you out anytime I can. Sergeant Major, tell the audience about yourself, please.
Thank you, Sergeant Major. I'm just from a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania, raised by a hardworking American family that taught me patriotism since the day I was born. Both my grandfathers served in World War II, and I knew it was something I wanted to do. And I had an honor and a privilege to serve for 30 years. And probably, I say I won the soldier lottery. I got to be the Sergeant Major of the Army, and I was blessed because I was given an opportunity. I mean, given an opportunity because there were so many other good qualified people out there, but the Army chose me. And I, like General Brown, am even more blessed because I'm part of the Army Association now. And I feel like I'm still serving, not in uniform. Many of us out there are still serving and we're soldiers for life, but this keeps me so connected with the Army and the mission. It's incredible to come to work every day and feel like you're doing great things for our soldiers and our veterans out there. So thanks, Jack. That's my story.
Well, I hate to do this, but I got to give you a good comment. You did a heck of a job as Sergeant Major of the Army. You certainly made a difference to a lot of people. And
Sergeant Major, and you were right behind me in ranking order.
That's probably true. You know, we have so much. Hey, don't make me laugh. I got to try to get you guys some questions here. We have so much we want to get in today. But before we do that, sir, can you tell the audience what the Association of the United States Army is, you know, what do they do? What's the advantage of them being in the Association of the United States Army?
Yeah, no, thanks. So, well, first of all, we're the voice for the Army, the Army's premier association. So we fight for benefits. We get out there. We represent. We educate folks on what the Army does. We inform individuals like Congress. We connect the Army with the American public. So, you know, assisting soldiers many, many ways. And we have 120 chapters that are out there. Everywhere there's an Army base, an Army unit. There's a USA chapter fairly close by across the country in Europe and the Pacific. So we're out there to help soldiers, assist soldiers and families and veterans, and really get out there as an association does. Fight for all of your benefits and rights and to try to keep us the strongest Army in the world.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And really what a problem is a lot of people don't know a lot about the Association of the United States Army. And I wish there's a way to educate them a little bit more about that. Sergeant Major, why should a soldier join the association?
SMA, I think the better question is, why wouldn't they want to join the association? But you're right.
Probably so.
And it's because we got to educate them, right? So we do. We have to tell them the story of what we do, because we should be a value proposition to our soldiers. We should be, in their eyes, exactly what General Browden described, which is their voice. Our job is to educate, inform, and connect the Army with the American people and industry and our great elected leaders. But we don't stop there. We do a lot of great things for our soldiers, from leader development to connecting them with our 121 chapters all throughout the country and overseas, putting on programs, taking care of our families, doing things like fun things like golf scrambles, and to the necessary things like food drives and Christmas Day present gifts, all kinds of great things that AUSA does. It would take me all day just to tell you. What I could tell you is our young soldiers should educate themselves, like you said, Sergeant Major, about what we are and who we are. And they need to make the choice for themselves of whether or not they want to be part of their professional organization that represents them. And they can do that by going to AUSA.org and check out all the great things we have. And I'll tell you what, here's the Christmas gift to you. Even if you're not a member, we're still going to take care of you here at AUSA because we love our soldiers.
Yeah, you know, I'm right with you on that. I love soldiers too. And one of the disadvantages, I think, sometimes is, you know, when I was a young soldier, I didn't really care about associations and stuff like that. But as I got senior in the military, I found out all the things they was doing. You know, our pay is one of the biggest ones, and our benefits and times. In fact, one of the things, and you may want to comment either one of you on this one, one of the things that always bothers me is sometimes they take benefits away we don't know anything about. And so that's the kind of things that you guys are fighting for every day to make sure they don't take those benefits away.
No, you're spot on, Sergeant Major. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but that just gets me excited, because you're absolutely right. You know, there are always those trying to erode the benefits, things that we, you know, as you serve, there's benefits you should have and you're promised, like medical care for life.
Yeah.
And folks will try to save money, reduce those benefits, increase the charges, the co-payments, et cetera. So I think that's the area we really fight hard, all those legislative priorities that have to do with our benefits, medical benefits, pay, cost of living allowance, ensuring the soldier and the family gets what they deserve. And we can be very, very powerful over on Capitol Hill, fighting for the rights of soldiers and families. We also join with the Military Coalition, about 35 other like organizations that support veterans. And when we go over there with a voice, when something is eroding those benefits, it's very powerful and can help a lot. And we're proud to do that and look to do that all we can.
You know, I was just going to ask about the, you know, what kind of benefits and stuff that you're fighting on the Hill about. What are some of the concerns that you have when you go over the Hill? I mean, do people listen to what you're saying, or are they? I know during war, and I got to be honest with you, during war, people always want to help the military. They always want to do everything they can. But in peacetime, it's more of a struggle. You have to fight a lot more to try to get those kind of benefits so they don't erode and you don't take them away. Is it still pretty positive when you go over there and talk to those congressmen and senators about the military, I guess?
Dan, you take that because you're just so powerful over there, and sure. I'll follow up. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Absolutely. And like General Brown mentioned, you know, we are not just us, and we are a powerhouse on the Hill and lockstep with the leadership of the Army on the issues. Things like housing, really big problem during the pandemic. Not necessarily the housing on the bases, but housing for our Guard and Reserve soldiers, right? And affordable housing out there when the market went crazy. And working with them and the leadership to put in legislation, some things to protect soldiers in times like we witnessed over 2020 and 2021. And all kinds of issues. We have a great legislative team, as General Brown mentioned, that works with 35 other VSOs and MSOs in the military coalition to address these concerns. You hit the nail on the head. Pay and compensation. We're getting a good raise for our soldiers this year. That comes from great work from the leadership of the Army, but also from all of these MSOs and VSOs that represent all of our service members out there advocating on their behalf. And when we come together collectively, like you mentioned, Sergeant Major, it brings a large voice. And I think that's one of the most important things that soldiers don't realize we do is we are a continuous voice for the issues, and we stay current with the leadership of the Army to make sure we're representing their needs and the needs of our soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just follow up real quick that, you know, it's really important. The congressional leaders, I mean, they're tremendous. They love our military. They want to help. But often what happens, they don't know the issue well enough. They don't know how to help them. And we get over there and we educate them on what those issues are. We inform them. And then when they understand the problem, they want to help. But often it's you know, there's all this information coming in, and they may see the savings of cutting a benefit. But then when they realize this is a benefit that is an expectation and a requirement for the health and welfare of families and what they deserve, you know, often they'll support doing the right thing. They just we help them out with informing them of what the right thing is for our military and in particular, obviously, our Army and our Army families.
And during the last week, Jack, our biggest focus has been passing the NDAA. So the National Defense Authorization Act is what pays our soldiers. It's what funds our soldiers for training. It's what funds the equipment we need and our soldiers need to protect our country. And we are a very large advocate for the Congress to get it settled and get it signed so we can get the tools and resources in the hands of our soldiers they need to do their work.
Yeah. Do you team up with, you know, like the Navy, the Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and you really, you got a great group of people that sort of stick together to fight for those benefits? Is that true? Could you tell the audience about that?
Yeah, it's called the Military Coalition, and it's really 35 organizations, and it includes folks like the Air Force Association, the MOA, Military Officers Association. You'll have VFW in there and other organizations, but they're all organizations focused on helping veterans and service members. And so when you get that coalition of 35 folks together and you all support an issue, it's very, very powerful when it gets over to a congressional leadership, a senator, a congressman. And oftentimes when they're thinking of doing something, they'll contact the Military Coalition and they'll ask us for support on a particular issue. And again, it's very, very powerful when 35 like organizations come together. You know, we don't go in with bags of money like lobbyists do in the corporate world, and we'll go in and try to persuade an issue. We don't do that, but we get over there and explain and educate, and they want to help the military. And again, when you come in as a military coalition, very powerful to help in those key issues.
Yeah. You all team up and you work together, but there's sort of an officer focus and an enlisted focus. And so, yeah. Sergeant Major Daly, you have probably contacts on the enlisted side. You know, for the people that are listening, if you're non-military, about 86% of the force is enlisted, 82 to 86 or something like that. So is there a group of people, Sergeant Major Daly, that you go reach out to and talk to on the Hill that maybe are enlisted, that have been in the service or anything like that?
Absolutely, Sergeant Major. And I'll tell you, our elected leaders care very much of the needs of our enlisted soldiers. And many of the issues, actually, they're concerned with deal directly with just enlisted soldiers. Now, yeah. We also represent all soldiers here at AUSA, whether you're an officer or enlisted. But working with the close relationships that I built when I was the Sergeant Major of the Army. And I think that hopefully that's why General Brown has me and will keep me on the team. Hopefully he keeps me on the team for some time.
Maybe.
But I'll talk about another group.
Every day.
I leverage our veterans. And just recently, Sergeant Major, I reached out to the former Sergeant Majors of the Army, to include yourself,
yeah.
Right, to get a letter signed that was a very key and important issue about Uniform Code of Military Justice rights for our commanders.
Yeah.
And our leadership, our Army leadership, needed that support. And when you have seven former Sergeant Majors of the Army sign a letter and saying that, hey, we feel very strongly about this issue, it gets the attention of elected leaders. It does. It gets very much the attention. So those are some things that we do. And if the Sergeant Major of the Army needs our help, he reaches out. And of course, we do it, like General Brown said, the right way, the appropriate way, in lockstep with the Army leadership. And we'll engage on those soldier issues and use our contacts that we've built longstanding relationships with on the Hill, either through myself and General Brown, or our great legislative team that we have that works these issues day to day.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just hit on something that's really important. It's just because you're a retiree and you're a veteran doesn't mean you don't have a voice. You do have a voice for the Association of United States Army. And my hat's off to you guys for everything you're doing, you continue to do. We're talking with General Retired Robert Brown and SMA Retired Dan Daly from the Association of the United States Army. If you're not listening, you should be listening, because here's two men and here's an association that cares so much about what our veterans and our active duty service members do every day. And they want to make a difference, and they want to make sure that you have the right quality of life. And that's really what it's all about. And you're listening to Your Next Mission with me, your host. I always love saying that. Jack L. Tilley, Sergeant Major, former Sergeant Major of the United States Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. Come on, let's join a team. Let's be a team just like the Association of the United States Army. Let's make a difference. Let's change people's lives. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So to continue on the discussion, I'm told that AUSA is launching a few new initiatives, and one of those is a new leader development director. Why a leadership director, and where do you see them being of value to the Association of the United States Army and the Army?
I'm so glad you asked that, Jack, because we're very excited. As you know, leadership is critical. I mean, one of the few places in the world you can have two organizations that are exactly alike, the exact same number of soldiers, the exact same equipment, yet one does great and one does poorly. Why? Leadership, right? So we are opening a center of leadership where we can help educate the Army on leadership development and leadership issues, where the Army, quite honestly, can never afford to do at the level that where we can help. Leadership education doesn't compete well against modernization of the force and readiness. It's a tough challenge. It's expensive to modernize, and we need to do it. The Army, it's been 40 years since the Army's modernized. And obviously, we have to stay ready at a moment's notice. We all know that. So often, leadership development and training gets put below that. It's very difficult for the Army to do what it really needs to. So we have the expertise and the reach with retired sergeants, majors, retired non-commissioned officers, retired general officers out in those chapters I mentioned earlier, 120 across the country in Europe and the Pacific. That can get involved and help with leadership education and focus mostly at the non-commissioned officer level. Down there, as you mentioned, 86% of the force, where we really need to help and establish that foundation of a leadership education that where we all can grow. And we're also going to be experts at leadership podcasts, leadership articles, really hit hard those key issues that face us in the area of leadership, which, as you know, is everything out there in today's world, and more complex, I would argue, than ever before in history, the decisions leaders have to make and the amount of empowerment that must be done to do it right.
Yeah. You know, I tell people the Army changed my life and it saved my life, but because I had great leaders when I was growing up in the military. And leaders, either you love them or hate them. If you re-enlist, I guess you love them. If you get out, you hate them. And quite frankly, I've had first time I came into service, I got out because I had a poor leader and somebody that really didn't care about me, really turned me off. And then I realized there's a lot of great leaders in the military that do so much. The other thing really was neat. We develop leaders for our country that get out of the military and run different organizations within our country that do a tremendous job. There's no question about that. Hey, Sergeant Major, another initiative AUSA has working on, it's the Soldier for Life Network. Why do we need a Soldier for Life Network? And what is its purpose? You know, what is the purpose of a Soldier for Life Network? I think I know what it is, but we tell the audience here.
Sergeant Major, I'll echo the comments of General Brown. What a phenomenal question. You have all the right questions today, right?
So I always got the right questions.
That's got the right questions. And General Brown and I, another initiative we're completely excited about. And a quick story. You know, unfortunately, we recently lost a former Chief Staff of the Army, General Odierno. And he had a vision for a Soldier for Life program that was going to connect our active duty force with those who have previously served, as it should be, right? Yeah. And that includes not just our retirees, but all those who serve. And that program is still alive today, but it lacks a few things. One of those is a communication network, a centralized location for all veterans of the United States Army to gather if they want to get information, to hear from the chiefs, to hear from the secretary, to hear from the Sergeant Major of the Army, to be connected with their association. And as my position as the co-chair of the Retiree Council for the United States Army on behalf of the Chief Staff of the Army, we had a five-year number one issue, and that was a lack of communication with our veterans. So we went to the chief as an association. I went to General Brown. He gave me the permission to move forward, and we offered the United States Army the opportunity to run Soldier for Life Network for free for the Army, powered by AUSA. We're still working it. We have some details. We are confident we're going to get this done, but it is going to be, and I hate to use the term, but it's a one-stop shop for soldiers, past, present, and future. The ones that are in the Army now can all come together, get connected with the resources they need, reach out for help if they want, bond together through a white page network and search for their battle buddies from wars and days past in the military, but just a nice private place. It's going to be a closed network. You're going to have worn the uniform, worn the fabric of the U.S. Army to get in there, right? But it's going to be for them. And here, another Christmas gift, Jack. It's going to be free, free of charge. AUSA, on behalf of the Army, this association is going to pay forward for those veterans who worked so hard for our country for so long.
You know something? You know I like free. But the thing about that is what you're talking about. And again, all the people that are listening, I hope you listen out there. It's we're all part of a family. We're part of family. We're going to take care of each other. I had somebody call me the other day, and I haven't talked to you in about 20 years. And it was like I talked to him yesterday. And whatever problems you have, if you've served in the military, we're going to help you out. And that's what the Association United States Army does. They want to help our veterans and families each and every day. And I don't know what your numbers are now. Maybe it's 180,000, 150,000. I'm not sure what your numbers are. But that number should be a million. It should be a million.
255,000.
It's how much?
255,000. 255,000 members right now, Jack. But we are moving towards a million. No question about it. We'll get there. And thanks for highlighting that. Yeah. And that ability. We were on the greatest team in the world. But when you leave, it's a little bit. It's tough. It's like you're kind of in some ways cut from the team. I mean, it's not intentional, but it's a little bit like, you know, all of a sudden you're away from that great team. And a key is to stay connected.
Yeah.
And Soldier for Life Network will enable folks to stay connected, reach out to units, as Dan said, and stay connected. And we've all got to stay connected. And I would just, you know, it's absolutely key, I believe. And this time of year in particular, we ought to reach out to those we serve with. You haven't heard from in a while. You just said you heard from somebody first time in 20 years. That's fantastic. You'll reach out. And don't let those folks be lonely out there. Soldier for Life is really what it should be. You are a soldier for life. You're alumni. We want you together, and we got to reach out. We're trying to help that Soldier for Life network help make a huge difference, and we're excited to do it. But even before we get there, let's reach out and make sure no one's out there alone.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you in just a minute. But, I put out a 7-day challenge because I'm really concerned about suicides and stuff that's going on. We'll talk about that in a minute, but that's the kind of, during Christmas, people are by themselves. Yeah. They think nobody loves them. They're depressed or whatever. And we've got to do all we can to help them out. And that's really, quite frankly, that's what the Association of United States Army does. I know Sergeant Major Day, again, he gives me crap all the time about stuff, but if he's got a problem, I got a problem. I'm going to help him no matter what. Because, you know, we're related. I'm just not going to give you money, but I'm going to do all I can. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And you've been enjoying Your Next Mission.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with General retired Robert Brown and SMA retired Dan Daly from the Association of the United States Army. And I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us, you know, what topics you want us to cover. This is your podcast. This is your next mission. We want to figure out what you need, and we're going to do it. We're going to help you in any way that we can. Or you can call me or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll reach out to you. I'll actually call you back or text you back, and I want to help. Or send me an email at smatilly at yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. General Brown, SMA Daly, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I always get pumped up when I talk to Sergeant Major Daly and General Brown, because they certainly care about our veterans and families, and they make a difference each and every day of their life. And I just have a couple of more questions to continue our discussion. Let's start with you, SMA Daly. AUSA has a podcast series called Army Matters. I know it matters. What is the focus of Army Matters podcast, and how do people tune in to listen?
Well, what you can do is turn this one off and jump over to Army Matters podcast. That's what you can do. So, we do have a podcast series, and we're proud of it, just like we're proud of the one that you do for us out here at Your Next Mission. So, and we cover a multitude of subjects. Actually, we have 4 podcasts under Army Matters podcast series. The number one, I think, is the most popular, Soldier Today, hosted by the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, Dan Daly.
Could you say that again, please?
That's right. We have a subject for everybody, right? Because we got to cover from the young soldier all the way to the senior leader to even the family. So that's why we have Army Real Talk that talks about defense news and what the future of the Army is about. We have Family Voices that talks about the concerns of our family members who serve right alongside our soldiers, and then Thought Leaders, which is a great podcast with interviews of recent authors that AUSA actually helps them get published. So I appreciate you mentioning our podcast series. And honestly, don't turn this one off. Click the like and subscribe button for Jack Tilley. But when you're done listening to this one, go over to your favorite podcast, the iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Type in Army Matters and you can download it. Or you can go to AUSA.org/podcast and download them for free.
I was looking yesterday, and there's 4,255,000 podcasts or something like that. And so it's hard. So you got to be selective on podcasts. But I think your podcast, I know it's super, and there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to help veterans and families. So I tell you, the audience, you know, I wanted you to stay with me, but let's stay with both of us. Let's listen to Army Matters and also listen to Your Next Mission on the podcast. Sir, I want to tell the audience about the AUSA's annual meeting that was held in October. I actually love going to AUSA every year. But this is the 30th year, and this year was, you know, really challenging with the COVID-19 and holding a, I'm sure a lot of people talked to you about holding a meeting, in-person meeting. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and tell us how it went? But before you start, I just want to say how thankful we are at the Your Next Mission Foundation to allow us to participate and be partners with you guys. I mean, you allow us to do a hiring event that helps so many of our veterans at the Association of United States meeting. So, and really this was our, I think it was our 8th or 9th year for doing the hiring event. So thanks again. Thanks for letting us partner with you. And we're here for you each and every day. So, sir, go ahead.
Well, it's our honor to be partnered with you. And what you're doing to help our veterans is fantastic. We'll continue to partner, as you said. That's what it's all about, Sergeant Major. So no doubt about that. Well, we're thrilled. We have a professional development forum and annual meeting that has just been spectacular over the years. You're right. A lot of challenges this year. On again, off again with this, you know, just this interesting year with the pandemic and challenging year. Made some key decisions that, you know, we'd make vaccines mandatory and people have people wear masks. And we were thrilled. We knew the meeting couldn't be the same as in the past. So we said it was going to be different, but awesome. And it was, in fact, awesome. About 20,000 folks. Normally we'd have maybe up to 40,000, but because of the pandemic, 20,000. But that's all right, because it was incredibly high quality engagements and networking like nowhere else. Really terrific to be back together. If I heard it once, I heard it 1,000 times. You know, we all thought, it's kind of funny at first, we all thought this virtual was the way to go and everything will be virtual. We'll never get back in person. Well, about 6 months into the pandemic, everybody's like, God, I miss being with people and back in person. There's nothing like, you know, networking right there and being face to face. And that's what the annual meeting did. So we're really, really pleased that we were able to have it and appreciate the tremendous support. And next year will be even better. And we're very, very excited, but a tremendous place to go. Again, professional development, all kinds of topics for all levels within the Army. And then a chance to network with defense industry that's so key and provides the best material in the world for our soldiers, which is critical. And I'm just proud that if you look over the years, we've gotten better and better at providing the best and the most effective equipment we can for our soldiers deployed in harm's way, for certain. And that's just, I mean, when I look back, when I first came in and soldiers had to buy so much stuff themselves, we never quite had the latest version. We were always lacking something. I honestly feel so proud that in my last few years in combat in Iraq, I don't think there's anything a soldier even had to consider buying for themselves. We had such tremendous equipment, tremendous support, and that continues thanks for our great defense partners, defense industry, that are at the annual meeting, 671 of them there to try to help continue to make sure our soldiers have the best equipment in the world. So we were thrilled with it, Jack, and looking forward to next year. And we're also thrilled with your role and thanks for all you do again to help those veterans. That hiring event was terrific.
Well, there's one thing I want to say real quick, that for the people, we're not the biggest army in the world. You know, I think it's China, right, India, and we're number three. And the difference is the technology that we have on the battlefield today for our service members out there. That's the biggest difference. And so we got to continue to support the Association of the United States Army. We got to help our veterans and families each and every day. And Sergeant Major, do you want to say anything about the meeting at AUSA? I wasn't going to ask you that, but I think you probably want to throw something in there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jack, it's the largest land power meeting in North America. And if you haven't been there, I'd ask you to come and check it out. You'll see something, you'll learn something, but definitely everybody will go home knowing a little bit more about the American soldier. And that's most important. That's our mission. Educate, inform, and connect. Our annual meeting is just a big way each year to do that. But it's also a reunion of all of our great Army leaders and international partners. And I'll tell you, if you haven't been there, make it a bucket list item to go see, because I promise you, you will not be sorry for going. It is an amazing event.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think I've started going when I was a first sergeant. I've went so many times, but I get so much out of it each time I go. If it's just me seeing somebody I haven't seen for a while, or seeing new technology and equipment. Now, I'm going to give you both a challenge right now. Every year I try to get the President of AUSA and of course Sergeant Major from AUSA to come down and visit our hiring. But next year when we do our event, you got to tell me you're going to come down and both of you together come and visit and talk to some of our vendors and see how they're doing. That's a big
count us in. We're there, no doubt.
All right, we'll be there. I'm going to hold you to that now. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Unfortunately, you know, these things always go so fast, but. Are there any final thoughts that you want to share with the audience? Anything that we may have missed? You know, I want to make sure, again, the audience needs to understand they are the voice of our service members, our soldiers, and they do all they can to make it better for our family members each and every day. So if you're listening, if you don't have anything else to do, I'm sure you have a lot to do today, but pick up a phone, Google it, AUSA, and be a member and help them out. Let's make a difference. Together, we can make a difference. So, sir, any last thoughts there?
Well, thanks, Jack. I really appreciate the opportunity. You know, if you care about the defense of our nation and a strong Army, you should be a part of the Association of the United States Army, no doubt about it, because fewer and fewer people are serving. Yeah. And fewer and fewer of the public knows what our Army does. So it's really important, not only the things we do, and of course, number one is all we do for soldiers and families, but then also educating that public and keeping the Congress informed and educated on what our Army does, because we're getting, unfortunately, a little bit more separated from society as fewer people serve. And we connect through, we have community partners within AUSA across the country. And these community partners reach out and keep us connected with the community and help them understand why we have 170,000 soldiers in 145 different countries right now around the world. People would say, well, why? It doesn't make any sense. That's a key part. Educate, inform, and connect. And all we do every day, we care about what we can do to help our soldiers, our families, our veterans, and help the strong defense for our nation. So thanks for the opportunity, Jack. And as you said, go to AUSA.org, and we'd love to have you as a member. Membership matters and can make a difference.
Well, you're spot on. Let's make a difference together. Let's help our families. Really, I always tell people this because I think it's important. If you understand about the United States Army and the Association of the United States Army, everybody that joins the Army raises their hand up and says, I'm willing to die for your defense. I'm willing to give my life up so you can be free. So it's a big deal. And not many people really know anything about the Army. One other thing about the United States Army, we're really quiet professionals that don't say a whole lot about ourselves. We just get the job done. Sergeant Major Daley, you need to say anything, bud? Any last minute thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to top what the boss said, and I won't. But I'm going to tell you, I asked the boss before the podcast, sir, can I give everybody a special deal to Jack Tilley's listeners? And he said, yes, you have my permission. So here's the deal. For Jack Tilley's listeners, this is a short time only. If you like and subscribe on Jack Tilley, you can go to AUSA.org, and you're going to get a membership discount, a short-term member through our Welcome Back campaign. $30 for a two-year membership, $50 for a five-year membership, or $400 for a life membership. That's a limited time only. And our junior soldiers, only $10, E1 through E4. And I'll tell you what, if you are a member, thank you. But don't stop there, because our membership makes great stocking stuffers, incredible stocking stuffers.
You can
slip in there, and it's the gift that keeps giving all year long, Jack. So like and subscribe, and then go to AUSA and sign up for our limited time discount to be a member of the greatest association in America.
Ooh, I love it. Where do I sign up? Wait a minute. I'm already a lifetime member.
Yes, but you can buy somebody else a member. You can buy somebody else a membership, Jack, for Christmas. That's your goal. 10 memberships from Jack Tilley to soldiers for Christmas.
That's a great idea. Well, first of all, you guys got laughs. So I don't know if I can get through this. Thanks to General Brown and Sergeant Major Daley from AUSA. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major. I always love saying that. And you've been enjoying your next mission. And thank you for listening today. This is a big topic. This is something that we've got to get behind, and we got to help each and every day. And don't forget about our Army. You know, we need to support them. I heard General Shoemaker one time say, in peacetime, we got all the time and no money. In wartime, we got all the money and no time. These people are willing to die for our freedoms, and let's not forget that. Please visit it at our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. Hopefully it's a good review. Sometimes Sergeant Major Daley probably screwing me up here, but let me hear from you. Let me hear what you want to say about your next mission. We want to make a difference with you. And you can also visit our partners there, and you can provide so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. And also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. Please know that we want to assist you in any way that we can. We're just not talking about it. We want to do it. And please follow me on all my personal social media channels. I never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And if you enjoyed my discussion with General Brown and Sergeant Major Daley, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And thanks again to General Brown and Sergeant Major Daly for being with us today. It was just a lot of fun. It was great just having you on the show. I want to leave you with three things to remember today. And we're dedicating season two of Your Next Mission to all those veterans and family members who struggle with mental illness, and which so often has to lead someone to taking their own life. And please reach out to someone you haven't spoken to, you know, maybe within a long time. I talked a few minutes ago, maybe 20 years, and see if they're okay. I had a good friend today, and I don't want to get into it too deep because I'll tell you the truth, it probably made me cry. But I had a good friend the other day that, committed suicide. And I think about that each and every day, and I think if I would have just picked up the phone and reached out to him and say, how are you doing? You know, I say it all the time. We're all part of a family. We all want to help each other out. It doesn't matter if you're a four-star general or a private. I want you to read out to your veterans' families and talk to them. The second thing I want to do, you know, I'm proud of being a soldier. I'm proud of all the things that I did for 36 years. And so I'm asking everybody that's a veteran, wear your hat. I'm going to wear my hat. I'm going to wear it every day, but I want you to wear it every Friday. If you're in the Army or you're in the Navy, Marine Corps, whatever service you've been in, wear your hat. You're great role models for this country. And let people see that hat and be proud of who you are. And if you like it, you want to send me a photo and put it on my social media channels, I'll post it back here and make it maybe something big that shows you in your colors with your hat on. You know, the one thing I really want to encourage to, the next thing I want to encourage everybody to do is reaching out to your neighbor. You know, every time I walk by somebody here lately and I say good morning or good afternoon, I've trained to do that. I'm trained to be polite to people. How are you doing? Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Have a great day. But nowadays, when you walk by somebody, they look at the ground. They don't even look at you. It's not that they don't care, but they need some leadership. Say good morning to them and smile and maybe give them a helping hand or whatever. But let's bridge that divide that affect so many of us today. We live in a great country. We have a lot of great people. And I want you to make a difference. And I want you to make a difference and use that military standard that you have. Train people to be professionals. Help them with anything that you can. Again, thanks for being a part of Your Next Mission today. And thanks to Cloudcast Media and, of course, our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. See you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.